Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. So today we're going to talk about your calling. What do you want to do with your life? Where do you want it to take you? What do you want to experience? What memories do you want to make? These are questions that are asked every day by everyone. The chances of loving everything you do and everything you'll go through in life are very slim, but you're not alone. Research suggests that less than 20% of people worldwide actually love what they do for a living, and as a result, they live happier, less stressful lives. So how can you achieve this? How can you end up going to bed at night happy, eager for the next day to begin, so you can do it all over again? You can do it by finding your calling. So how do we go about this? How do we find our calling? Well, before we answer that, let's look at what a calling actually is. Your calling is what makes you satisfied, what keeps you motivated, and what you want to spend the rest of your life doing. Every single person on this planet is different. We have different goals and ambitions, different opinions, values and beliefs, meaning that what we want to do with our lives is going to be different too. If you want to do something with your life, no one can tell you otherwise, because it's not their life to live. It's yours, and you should live it, or at least try to live it, how you see fit. That is your calling. So how can you find your particular, unique calling? Well, the career counsellor, Richard Leader, calls finding your calling as easy as G plus P plus V. These letters represent what you need to find your calling. Goals plus passion plus values. Every person alive has or had an ambition, and it could be grand or it could be tiny. Regardless of its size, it's still an ambition, a life goal we want to achieve. Of course, some people can see their goals clear as day, whilst for others it can be a bit murky and the path isn't as straightforward. But at the end of it, there's something. You just have to find out what. What you might need to do is look at what you're passionate about. We all have a passion for something. The difference between us is that some of us are born lucky enough to find it early on, and luckier still, to actually be good at it. But regardless of when or where or how we find it, the passion still remains. If you're ever unsure of what your passions are and what your gifts to the world could be, just ask yourself, what do I love to do? And the answer to this should help point you in the right direction. The answer should be your passion, or at least something you can set on the right path towards what you feel you were put here to do. There's no counter or stopwatch that determines when we'll find our passion. When we realise what we want to do with our lives, so don't stress if it takes time. Life is different for everyone. So don't compare the journey by looking at the destination. But it's not all about finding what you like and what you're good at and where you want to go with it. Finding your calling also depends on what you believe in. It depends on your values. Now again, there's no set in stone right or wrong answer. Your values are your values. But what these do for us is give us a structure. They give us boundaries of what we will do and what we won't do, and how far we're willing to go to achieve something. If your passions act as the vague interest in this scenario, then your values are what make it specific. And when these are added together, they can help you to find your goals. So you see, your goals plus your passions plus your values equals your calling. So, what is your calling? Well, only you can know that. You are the only one who can answer it. You know what you like, what you think, and where you want to go. So that's for you to find. What can be annoying, however, is that your calling can take time to flourish, to show itself. It might not happen overnight, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not growing at all. On the upside, if you seem to know what your calling might be, but you're not 100%, then there are a few signs to look for. And that could tell you whether what you found is actually what you're looking for. So what are they? Well, motivation is the big key. We get motivated by the things we want to do. Intrinsic motivation, as opposed to instrumental motivation, which means you have to do it, like to pass an exam. So we get motivated by the things we want to do, the places we want to go. Motivation is literally the desire to act on something. If you're going to bed annoyed that you have to sleep because you'd rather be doing what you love, then trust me, you're motivated. That eagerness to wake up and do something over and over again without slacking off is one of the best ways to find out whether you're doing something that's good for you, whether you're doing something that you're passionate about. And there's no need for encouragement or support, because you already know that what you're doing is right. And if you think you've found your calling, that's great. But if you're not motivated to pursue it, then I'm afraid to say, that's not it. And then there's the dedication you apply. And this is exactly why you need to be dedicated. Dedication requires good mental strength. You need to focus, to have that resilience when things aren't going great, to come through it. That willingness and drive to improve. A willingness and drive to deliver. In life, not every achievement is met. Not every goal is realised. A lot of times, it's not just because it's out of reach. It's simply because people give up trying. It's too hard or too far away, so they stop trying. These are not callings. If you want to do something with your life and you're determined to get it, then you might be onto something. And then there's the progress you make. One of the most visible signs of your calling is your progress. Having motivation is great. Having dedication is great. But if you're not actively trying to achieve what you want to achieve, then what's the point? The progress you can not only see, but you can feel, is a great indicator to being on the right path. Because that's the thing to remember. Progress isn't just what you experience. It's the effect on others as well. If people are taking note of the work you're doing, asking questions and giving compliments, then you're moving forward. Of course, getting to the next step, whatever that might be, could be a while away. But if you're making progress and you stick with it, you can get there. And when this happens, you'll feel something. Happiness. Happiness. I started this by giving you some questions, and one of the questions I didn't mention was, am I happy? Now, this question can be difficult to answer. For some people, it can be a simple yes or no. For others, an essay might not even begin to scratch the surface. But what can give you happiness is your calling. If you can find something that's calling you in your life, that makes you happy, that fills you with joy just by thinking about it, and makes you excited at the thought of doing it, no matter how hard it might be, then you might just have found your calling. Happiness is the key to a good life. To find it, find your calling. So, to sum up, Your calling is out there. You just need to find it. And it could be a while before you find it. And it could be longer before you eventually achieve it. But that should only give you more motivation to find it. As the prolific poet Jim Harrison once said, the only durable success in life is if you've followed your calling. So, how can you live happy and a successful life? And the answer is, find your calling. Okay, thank you for that, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.